isn't necessarily centered around just being upset or being mad or frustrated. It could be underlying symptoms of being upset. Oh. Oh my goodness, this is gonna be fun. But we gotta keep it real. We gotta keep it real. We gotta keep it authentic. It's gotta be real. Gotta be real. Gotta be real. And I think this is something that we all gotta remember, man. That content creation isn't perfect. It's not a script. You know, we can have scripts, but it's not real, man. Like, being transparent and candid, like, that was tough to do, because getting behind this camera, behind this mic, and telling you, hey, this is why you need to navigate your anger. Like, okay, that's cool. Right? I can give you a hook and get you reeled in for your scrolling to the next video. But I think the thing is that I really want to talk about, though, is the truth of the authenticity that we need to have behind these platforms. Yes, it is important to find ways to get your message across, and it's important to find ways to get people to be hooked and compelled. However, you should not feel like a robot. I should not have to come to you with all this great energy and tell you like how great the day is, and then I get off this camera and then I'm upset and I'm depressed and I am fighting behind things that are bothering me on a daily. And that's what makes influencing content creation, mental health conversations such a unique thing. It's because all these things have so many layers behind it. Again, this is just one aspect of me. Something that has taken years to constantly build confidence and understanding and find ways to be creative. Because what do we know about this? What do we know about content creation? Is that it is always shifting. And we have to find new ways to reinvent ourselves, to find ways to make things better, to find ways to understand what it means to be ourselves behind these cameras. I think the most beautiful thing about this is that we have so many people doing it. We have so many people trying to find ways to be creative. The other thing that we don't talk about is the amount of isolation and loneliness that a lot of us feel behind these cameras, because we are simply talking to ourselves in a great big room, usually, right? We're probably the ones that are editing for 9-10 hours a week, depending on how much content you put out. Like, it's a very, very interesting road to take, and that's something that I don't think a lot of creators will tell you, right? I think, yeah, we have a notion of wanting to feel that our content has some sort of importance and influence, but what do we know about influence? Is that influence, like anything else in this world, is microwavable. It's 15 seconds. So yeah, we're all striving for a notion of being recognized and being understood and being seen. The truth is, though, to maintain it and to find new ways to be creative takes a lot of time. I would not strive. If you are a new content creator watching this, maybe this will make sense to you. Try to find something that makes your life feel meaningful, but also gives meaning for other people. I think the moment that you take the time to focus on making this about yourself is the moment that you're going to go down a very lonely road of living a life that's not true to you. Thing is, like, the influencing space, the influencing era is at a point where it seems too robotic. Everybody's kind of doing the same thing. And on the other end too, why it's so beautiful is that people are literally journaling their entire lives and they're documenting everything, which I think is beautiful. The problem, though, is that we often forget that, like, anybody behind a camera and a mic, we can tell you a story. And if you don't know anything else about our everyday life based off what we're telling you and only telling you, you may only stick to the story that we're showing. And like anything else, there's two sides to every story. There's three sides to every part of this. It's like various angles. Like, I can take this camera right now and go on that side or that side. It doesn't really matter. Or that side. It doesn't really matter, right? It's just, again, it is all a show. It's theatrics. So where am I getting at? I actually have no idea where I'm getting at. And sometimes I think that is the point of this, is that you don't have to have this all mapped out. Like, we don't have to have any of this stuff mapped out. Like, it's great to have a plan. It's great to have things to talk about. It's great to sit here and have a compelling story to tell you how I can go through all these things. And man, sometimes I'm just doing this to show that I have the simple discipline, regardless if I'm feeling good or not about it. I've been trying to make this video about why anger is a thing for the past 15 minutes, and for some odd reason I can't get past the first minute of it because I just don't feel that it is authentic enough. What do I know about anger? Anger, like any other emotion, is a weird thing. It is temporary, and that sometimes it is a shell of what we're actually feeling. Sometimes my anger can be a form of depression. It could be sadness. It could be conflict. It can be a lot of things. So that's what I'm trying to get at in 15 minutes. So what am I getting with this? Enjoy what you do. Don't be too hard on yourself on trying to make something so appealing. Like, don't be so hard on yourself trying to reach these destinations that we're striving for, because at the end of the day, if you put your mind to it, it can happen. But you also have to always ask yourself, why are you doing the things that you're doing? What is it that you're trying to get out of it? And also remember that you are not bigger than the world. I don't care how big you become, we have no control. I think that's what makes sometimes this whole thing dangerous, is there's a lot of narcissistic, and I can say that because I know the definition of it in its entirety. There's a lot of narcissistic tendencies that comes behind some content creation that we don't want to talk about. Because it is about, look at me. This is about me. This is about my life. I'm important. I'm this. I'm that. My world matters. My night matters. My dates matter. Who I'm with matters. And does it matter in hindsight? No. It doesn't matter at all. Matters to us because it's important, but to you, should it matter? No. You don't have to watch this at all. Matter of fact, you can click off right now if you want to. Like, there's nothing I can do about that. I should not feel a way. And that's the thing that I'm always constantly challenging myself with, is, you know, I want to always make something authentic to me and also authentic to people who may find reasons to relate to it. I think why it's so important for us to, especially those who really are in this content space, rather you're starting off or you're big enough, is to always be honest in these conversations, because there's always somebody on the other side of the phone that doesn't feel good about themselves because they're not doing the things they see that we're doing. But they also don't continue to understand what comes behind this. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of sacrificing. It takes some loneliness. It takes a very interesting role to find yourself. And to always encourage those who may not be content creators to know, like, you don't have to be. And we hear about these brand deals, and sure, there's money in content creation and the future of it, what that looked like, I don't know. The world is shifting. And I think at this point, it's not even about trying to find ways to make money. I think it's just about getting yourself out there and doing something that you wouldn't typically do. That's what got me into it in the first place, was to continuously find ways to get myself out of my comfort zone. For the most part, I am an introvert at heart. I don't like to talk for long periods of time unless I have to. But on the other end, I enjoy public speaking, and I enjoy being around people and doing things and helping others. Thing is, though, that even like me, talking behind this, and I've heard this before, like, I seem so put together. Again, I have problems like anybody else. I'm not perfect at all. I find ways to navigate. I struggle at times. My confidence isn't always high as it appears to be. I just find ways to deal with the uncomfort. Deal with the discomfort that I have, because it is important to deal with that. I need to deal with myself. I should not get on this camera and tell you how you should change your life if I'm here at home not changing mine or trying to find ways to make my life better, to make myself better as a human being, because that, again, will make me a hypocrite. And I also do think some people in the social media space can be hypocrites, because we all trauma dump our experiences on why you shouldn't do something, but we don't necessarily talk about what we've learned about that. And I'm speaking for everybody. So the reason why I think that's an important thing, especially relationship content, is because there is no objectivity when people share their experiences. I think a lot of us have been hurt, right? We can admit that. A lot of us have been hurt. A lot of us have probably been cheated on, or we've been done wrong, or we've hurt somebody. But we should not come on this camera and tell people that their current partner or their situation isn't good because this isn't happening or that isn't happening. Like, we don't know the story. And the damaging part is, though, is that because of these clips and the amount of people that talk about it, is that it does create influences in people's lives. I would love to see a study on people in today's time that watch videos about relationships and make decisions based off of that. Again, that includes myself. When I put out content regarding relationships, and I've tried to stay away from it, but I also work with people on a daily basis, so I do. I think the thing is, though, I never try to make it about one particular person. I have been very candid in many of my videos before that I have made mistakes with people, that I haven't always been the nicest, that I always haven't been the best one, even if I did everything right on paper. I have had faults too, and I have no problem sharing that faults. I have no problem sharing the times where I haven't been the best partner, where I have allowed my work to dictate everything. Like, there has to be a two-way street when we give these things. And if I hear one more time, now we don't need each other, I'm gonna lose my mind. It drives me absolutely insane to sit here to see how many people would get on camera, get on these apps, and talking about how we don't need women and how women don't need men, and yet all people are still getting on dating apps. There's a loneliness epidemic because people are afraid to put themselves out there. The funny thing is, when I hear about these things and I see these things, it goes back to the core of why these apps were created, why people get on these apps, why people go on dates, because people want to feel needed and wanted. I don't care about your reason behind these dates. I don't care if you document them. But the truth is, we're not doing these things just because we don't want something. We're doing it because we want it. So, like, we got to quit, like, acting like we don't want the things that we say we don't want. We need each other. Men need women. Women need men. Should we change our selection process? Sure. Should we change what we look for in partners? Absolutely. Should we be kind to people? Absolutely. Like, there's so many things. Like, the basic premises have been lost in how people treat each other. So I understand, like, where some of this content comes from. But when people sit here and they spend hours or months and years influencing you to tell you that you don't need somebody else, that's crazy. It's not why. It's not why we exist. If you want to take it from a spiritual religious route, God made man for woman, a woman for a man, for various reasons. How do we be better? We up our standards. We up what's important to us. We up our self-worth. We up our self-love. We learn how to love better, service, etc. Like, so many things. But we have to quit saying that we don't need each other. Like, it drives me crazy. I could talk about that for like 45 minutes because it doesn't make any sense. Don't have to be desperate, though. Like, I'm not saying that. You don't have to be desperate to find somebody. But we got to quit saying we don't need anybody. Because that's the case, we shouldn't be on apps. Or wishing people would slide in our DMs or asking why people aren't initiating certain things. Like, layers of hypocrisy. Hey, people got to go to therapy. Like, let's just call it what it is. Like, people need to work on themselves and heal. Tired of hearing about attachment styles, even though I talked about it in the last video. Like, yeah, we all have different things. Like, we all have something that make us who we are. The biggest thing, though, when it comes to that, though, we don't really want to work on those things. We don't. We don't want to sit and work on the things because that's how the cycle stays. Growth is hard, man. Growth is hard. Change is hard. Accountability is hard. All those things are hard. And yet, if we don't make those necessary changes, we will never get to the places that we want to go. We will never get that person that we truly desire. Energies have to match. We have to be in alignment with the things that we want. They gotta match. Have to. And I don't know for the life of me, and again, I was once this person, so I can take that, where there's this consciousness of entitlement because of our mere existence, meaning we deserve certain things. And I say that with love and compassion. We all deserve the best things. Absolutely. Should anybody suffer in this world? Absolutely not. But when it comes to our actions and the things that we do to people, can we all sit here and say that we deserve the things that we truly desire? in present day, have we worked through all of our issues? Have we navigated our traumas, even unfortunately the traumas that have happened to us that are out of our control? Are we actively working on those things? A lot of us cannot say that. And it doesn't even mean like you gotta just, I know I mentioned therapy, but I wanna go back. It's just really just the awareness. I get it. Going to therapy is expensive. This is somebody who's in the process of being a therapist. I get it. I understand. Some people gotta use ChatGPT. I get it. Like, whatever. The point is, in order to get here, where we wanna go, we gotta kind of find ways to get up here. Right? If we get knocked down, we go back up, it's fine. It's okay. You can fall on your face. It's okay. Life will be fine. You will be fine. We will all experience some form of suffering. We cannot escape that. There's nothing we can do. I wish we could, but there's nothing we can do. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if we want to be for real, where would life be if we did not have those moments? What will we truly appreciate? I'm not saying everything should be bad. I'm not saying you should be going through the trenches with everybody you connect with. I'm not saying that. Absolutely not. Shouldn't happen. And yet, those experiences create moments of growth. And then also, after once or twice, we can start paying attention to the cycles that we kind of put ourselves into. Familiarity, essentially, familiarity, it's like a drug. When we're used to something, and we feel like we need to go back to that in order to feel like ourselves, and it's not actually having any growth or any safety in our lives, we need to really check that. Nothing in life should make you feel uncomfortable every single day. Should be moments, sure. But where you feel like your safety, your mental safety, your emotional safety, your physical safety is in disarray, you gotta check that. You gotta check all that. Because all that matters. Life should be peaceful. Love should be effortless. Again, you will have struggles, but it should be effortless. Even the things you experience in life, regardless of their hardships or not, your viewpoint on those things may not be that way if you find ways to be patient, to be understanding, to give yourself grace, to remember that this is an everlasting journey. It's an everlasting journey. And that's what makes it so beautiful. So don't be so hard on yourself this week. Don't be so hard on yourself this year. Whatever your goals are, if you don't hit everything, breathe, fam. Breathe. It is okay. If you have life in your body, if you're in good spirits, if you got a roof over your head, if you have a job, whether you like it or not, you're doing so much better than maybe somebody else. Breathe. It's going to be all right. You're going to be all right, and you're still going to get to where you want to go to. It's not the end of the world. It's okay. And you're still going to figure it out, like we all do. We're here, most humans are here up to 75 years. A good 30, 40 of that is spent on stressing. Why are we stressing? Life is stressful as it is. But some of that stress we just put on ourselves. Some of it. And so we got to find ways to just embrace, just be. Let things be. Let things flow. It's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. That's all I got, man. Look, I don't, you know, maybe I had to get the content off like that. I feel like that's what was best. But, you know, it's just what it is. I appreciate you guys as always. And, yeah, just be mom. Maybe. See y'all soon. See you soon. Peace.